On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 24, Johannesburg 22, Polokwane 25.
Stationary vehicle R21 South after the R25. We've got a crash on the N1 South before the Buccleuch interchange. And Alexandra side, we've already got queuing traffic because of the roadworks on the N3 South. Those delays are towards London Road.
The National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa says its members have rejected the latest wage increase offer of 6.5% by employers in the auto industry. NUMSA represents thousands of workers at the country's major car manufacturers, including BMW, Ford, Nissan, Toyota and Mercedes-Benz. Cliff Shiko has more.
NUMSA is demanding a 7% salary hike for its members for the next 3 years. Auto industry bosses, on the other hand, are sticking to a 6.5% increase for the first year and a 5% for the following 2 years. NUMSA says employers want to dictate the offer on the across-the-board increase using the current CPI of 3.4%. NUMSA Secretary General Ivan Jim says workers must still decide whether to embark on a strike or not.
It will be workers who decide whether we must give employers a 48-hour notice for a strike action and when such a notice should be served. NUMSA remain a responsible and a constructive union.
Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch in Johannesburg.
Various organizations joined a protest today outside the Johannesburg High Court, where hundreds of informal traders are challenging the city's municipal bylaws. This follows the city's intensified crackdown on informal trading in the CBD, and Asasi Mahobo reports.
Action SA, March and March, the ANC and Operation Dudula are among the groups supporting the mayor's campaign. Dudula Sibongile Maseko says they support the city's enforcement of bylaws.
You can't be leaving Zimbabwe to come sell cabbages in the pavements of South Africa. You can't be leaving Zimbabwe to come beg for money on the roads.
Maseko says they are not against trading, but insist all traders must be registered and comply with city regulations.
You need to be permitted to sell. You cannot be selling anywhere. There is designated areas for hawkers.
Anastasi Mahobu for Jacaranda Newswatch in Johannesburg.
The chair of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Transport, Donald Sela Molela, expressed concern over the frustration experienced by East Rand residents due to the absence of operational trains. This has left them without reliable transportation options following a petition from the community regarding the inadequate functioning of PRASA trains. The committee undertook an oversight visit to the area. As World Mental Health Month draws to a close, the South African Depression and Anxiety Group says the fights for mental health awareness must continue throughout the year. The organization's helpline alone receives up to 3,000 calls a day. Here's SADAG project manager Crystal Kemp.
The whole month has been an absolute highlight because SADAG believes every day should be World Mental Health Day. And it's been beautiful to see how the communities come together.
In news abroad, Hurricane Melissa has now killed at least 49 people. This figure is expected to rise as search and rescue operations continue in the Northern Caribbean. Authorities in Haiti reported at least 30 deaths and 20 people are missing. And finally, Time Out has revealed its list of 20 friendliest cities in the world for 2025, with Cape Town making the cut. The city stand out for their warmth, hospitality and welcoming spirit. The global survey discovered that people from Porto in Portugal were more likely to call their city friendly than anyone else in the world. I'm Chanel September. More news at 4. All for the day's big news, go to jacarandafm.com.
Thank